You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek's been featured in Kiplinger and together with Keith, co-authored Victory, Winning in Health, Wealth, and Success. They've been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal, but they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find out your retirement roadmap or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matt Peck. And today, I think it's important. So many folks have been asking us, because a lot of our clients come to us between 55 and 65, I would say. Some later, some earlier. But that's our average sweet spot for clients that we work with. And when they come in, we're always gearing towards retirement. But one thing we want to talk about on today's show, as you're gearing towards retirement and that day is getting closer, especially in the last year or two, there's a transition that has to happen that we can really coach you on, and we coach a lot of our clients on. When you're leaving a current employer or job, or even if you're self-employed, to retirement. So things like, what if I retire in the middle of the year? What about my 401k? What about my health insurance transition? How does that work? How about my portfolio? There's so many things that we'll get into. Life insurance that you had at work that you might not carry over. So we're going to bring up some important issues that if you're retiring in the next few years, you're really going to want to listen to these particular details, because it could add a lot of value to your situation and to that transition of the working years to the years of retirement. In that same type of area of retirement planning, during our market report, we want to share some ideas as well as it comes to portfolio construction. So a lot of you are in certain target funds. If you're listening and you have a target fund, you're going to want to pay attention to that segment. A lot of people think, well, I'm in a 2020 fund or I'm in a 2015 fund, so it's automatically more conservative as I get older. That's partially true, but you're going to be surprised at what we bring up down the road in the show about what that portfolio really looks like, as well as some important ages. If you're working and you hit certain ages, you actually have some more options on the table than if you're under that age. So we're going to discuss all this and more on today's show. But before I get too lost in the shuffle here, Keith, I know you had a good week. Last week you were away. You know, I know it was a week ago, but you went away with the family, right?
Yeah, over the weekend during the school vacation, we really had basically a staycation till my wife and I, we decided to take the two boys into New York City. My sister-in-law lives in Brooklyn, and my brother-in-law, I'll just call him that, even though they're not officially married, they've been together forever.
Is out kind of like that modern couple.
Exactly.
Yeah,
out in San Diego, he's actually in a play, which is a pretty reputable play out in San Diego. So she's been down in Brooklyn for about a month and a half by herself. She'll be there for another month and a half. So we decided to hop in the car and go down and visit her, but it was so fun to take the kids because they had never been to really, you know, a huge city. They've been to Boston, but just really on the outskirts and only like immediate right when you get in there, like the theater district area, because we took them to see The Grinch. But to get them into like Times Square and to see their jaws drop, it was a little nerve-wracking for us as parents trying to move them all around the people And you know, kids obviously like to run around and do all this stuff. So like having to be right next to us, holding our hand the whole time wasn't the easiest for them.
Did you have
like
a leash on them?
No, actually, I saw people that, you know.
I could never do it, but I could see
the reasoning, especially in New York City. It just looks so wrong.
It was a little bit of chaos. Needless to say, my son Trey, as you guys know, he likes to consume food. And he loved the M&M store.
Oh, I see. Yeah, how can you not?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, there
it is. Yes. So it was so fun to bring them, though. We went to the Lego store.
That was their school vacation, too, right?
Yeah, the end of it. So we went from Friday. We left Friday late afternoon and got home Sunday.
Did you go to any shows while you're down there, though?
We were going to go to The Lion King. It was sold out, so we weren't able to do it. We were going to maybe go to Wicked, but we thought that might be a little bit too advanced for the kids. So maybe next time. But no, we just kind of went to Times Square, walked around Brooklyn. let them kind of take it all in and just watch them. The amazement that they had, it was pretty, pretty cool. So it was an awesome experience for them. Well, live vicariously through them. You know what I mean?
Well, it's funny too. I mean, just, you know, I mean, you guys know, but like, you know, growing up and still living in Dorchester, like, you know, consider myself, you know, an urban city kid, all that stuff. I go to New York. I'm still like a, you know, my jaw drops too. I feel like a slack jawed yokel. Like, wow, look at all this. I mean, it is really an amazing city.
It is. It's awesome. Matt, were you skiing last week?
Yes. So, God bless. I mean, oh, man, I tell you one thing. It's like you look outside here and you're like, oh, there's no real snow up there. But, man, Maine is covered with snow.
Really?
I mean, it was like, I felt like there was some snow banks that were like 4 to 5 feet. So, yeah, it was great.
Keep it in Maine.
Yeah, well, I didn't mind. Yeah, it was a great idea. It's like I didn't mind coming back to Boston and not having to shovel or anything along those lines.
Exactly.
And yeah, so took the family up to Sunday River. Great, great sort of resort slash, you know, mountain up there. And, you know, my, you know, Nate, who is 9, soon to be, well, 10 in September, but, you know, him, Nate and Adelaide, so 9 and 7, basically. Yeah, we're taking down greens and blues and we're kind of,
awesome,
you know, skiing together. I mean, it was just something as a family that we had a great time on the vacation.
Yeah, it's cool. We snuck away to Universal Studios, Florida.
Oh, here we go.
My two boys are now 7 and 10, and I'm not kidding. As I get older, these rides, I can't do them as much as I could. Like, I used to be able to go on 20 roller coasters, and I was fine.
Mm-hmm.
They had me do the Hulk 2 or 3 times and some, like, red rocket thing that goes straight up, and I'm like,
no, thank you.
I can't do... Keith wouldn't go near it, but...
Nope.
I was like, all right, this is enough, guys. And then last
week... Was it just, like stomach-wise? Was it just like, you know...
No, like, the turns, mm-hmm, the G-force,
yeah,
like, I thought I was going to pass out. I'm like, I used to be like, yeah, woo. Now I'm like, don't pass out. Oh, don't pass out on this turn.
Oh,
that's
wow,
my thought process.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like the
just
energy...
make it through the ride.
Yeah, make it through the ride. And they're like, oh, let's go do it again. I'm like, my gosh. And I remember that. Now I think back, my dad, he must have been like, I was the same way as a kid, mm-hmm, like going, let's go on the Big Bad Wolf or whatever it was.
Oh, no.
Busch Gardens.
Does that mean that, you know, 40 is, you know, are we getting closer to 40 than 39 then? Is
October,
that why?
I'll be 40. I think it's starting a new trend for me, unfortunately. I think it's too many. Since 2003, we started this business. So some of the years have taken its toll, you know? And we had a, last week we did a cool, like, for my church, we did a Bible study at our house, which, you know, I know it's not everyone's thing, but for us, that's a cool thing.
Definitely.
Go mm-hmm through. And it kind of helped, like, you know, there's a lot of good friendships I have there, and it kind of hold each other accountable just as a parent and trying to, you know, lead a good life and being mm-hmm a good believer. And not everyone, again, is on that same mode, but for us, that's important. And just trying to relay, even I was thinking about traditions and in children, and I know you guys have a lot of traditions, and I talked to clients, and I remember when we were kids, I remember, like, on Memorial Day weekend, and I bet a lot of listeners can relate, we would drive up to New Hampshire on the Kangamegas Highway somewhere.
Yeah.
And I remember it was the most random thing, but my dad would pull over to the side of the road. He'd be like, all right, race time. We'd all get out, and there'd be a hill, and we'd race to the top of this hill on the highway. Now, I'm looking back, I'm like, Dad, that probably wasn't too safe. And one time we were at the top, and there was a cop at the bottom behind their car, like, wow, what are you guys doing? But we do it every year, and it became a tradition. And a lot of I talked to just, you know, clients that were in last week, and they have so many, everyone has different scenarios and different traditions, but that's, I love hearing that from our clients because it brings me back to when I was a kid, which was, you know, 30 years ago now, and just having the same conversation with clients reminiscing is really cool.
Well, I think it's the whole idea of just, you know, like making memories, like whether it's going to New York or you mentioned about, you know, Orlando or Universal Studios, and I was talking about skiing. It's just, when you start to see your kids, you know, you can tell that what you're doing with them right there is sort of registering. So when they're our age, you know, whatever, 30 years from now, they'll be reminiscing about that stuff.
Correct.
So it's like you can just, when you start to have those shared experiences, I mean, it's just amazing that it's like, this is gonna be a lifetime.
And that's what I think a lot of someone was asking me, like, what does a normal client of yours look like? And I would say a normal client of ours has values, family values, you know, and I know everyone's the same, but a lot of them have family values. And a lot of our clients, they, not that it's anything wrong with it, but they didn't really get all their money from passed on to generation. Most of our clients, for whatever reason, worked for it, and they worked hard for it. And I think that's, the three of us didn't come from fame and fortune by any means. And I think we relate to a lot of folks in that same regard, that we know the value of a dollar, and we know when we're building plans, it's not just about putting a portfolio together, it's about the entire picture. So we welcome you, come, you know, check us out. I know there's a lot of options out there, but if you're looking for an advisor, if you're looking for a team, SHP Financial, we've been doing this since 2003. We're fiduciary based. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. So come stop by for a cup of coffee and get your plan reviewed or begin building a plan. I think as we get into later in the show, we're going to talk about different areas of things that you should be thinking about as you transition to retirement. But before that, we're going to talk about another area of retirement, which is estate planning. And we've talked about, hey, it's good to have an estate plan, but what does that mean? And we're going to have attorney Keith McManus join us to discuss what it's like to have an estate plan, and then what the difference is if you don't have one, what the risks are and what the pitfalls are by not addressing that issue and not having an estate plan at all. So we'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
When you're building a home, you need more than just four walls. You need a roof. You need a foundation. Without these things, your home would be incomplete. The same can be said for your retirement planning. Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. If your financial advisor is only looking at your investment portfolio, it's like having a house with no roof. At SHP Financial, when we create our customized retirement roadmap plans for our clients, managing their investments is only one part of the process. We include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, and healthcare and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
Say you want to learn about retirement planning, but also want to learn about other things, like how to navigate the new tax laws, income planning, diversification strategies, and legacy planning. Where would you go? Well, why not attend an SHP Financial complimentary dinner workshop? There's two coming up, one on Tuesday, March 12th, and another one on Thursday, March 14th. Both are at 6 p.m. at Amari Restaurant in East Sandwich. Call now to register, 800-227-7777. You'll be able to get your questions answered and learn how to build a comprehensive retirement plan. Call 800-227-7777 right now to reserve your seats for a complimentary educational dinner workshop on March 12th or 14th at Amari Restaurant in East Sandwich. Demand is high, so call 800-227-7777 today or register online at shpworkshops.com.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're on a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear when talking about your nest egg. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and founder of SHP Financial. Here, we like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. While we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen or possibly even eliminate its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 1-800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio, then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your complimentary review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we are lucky enough now to be joined by attorney Keith McManus of McManus Estate Planning. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Derek. Happy to be here.
We're going to get right into it. We're going to talk about the difference between having an estate plan and not having an estate plan. Because, you know, a lot of folks listening, and it's easy to get involved in this mentality, but you think, you know, I'll eventually get to that. Or it's like down the road, I'll eventually build that estate plan because I've heard it's important. But unfortunately, not everyone does. I kind of wanted to give you, you've been doing this how long now?
23 years.
23
as
years.
As an attorney. Yeah, it's amazing.
So, yeah.
How fast it goes by.
You started at 3 years old or 4 years old. But anyways, if you look at that many years of experience, I know you'd have stories both of cases that you've heard of, mm-hmm. of people that didn't plan and what the results were there
right.
from an estate planning standpoint. And then on the other side, folks in estates that you've helped through the process of someone passing away that had a plan and what that looked like. So we just want to make sure we always educate everyone listening on the importance to consider when it comes to overall planning. But for this specific segment, we're talking about more of estate planning.
Right.
And I have had clients for years, and almost all of them have an estate plan. But I remember one of my clients in particular, He's like, you know, Derek, I know I have $2.5 million. I know I need an estate plan. And what, it doesn't matter if you have 200,000 or 2 million, but he's like, I know I need an estate plan, but I just got to admit, it's hard for me to go and talk about the inevitable of my wife and I passing away and what that would look like.
Right.
And I totally get that. So, but it is important.
It is.
And it is something that you should really consider. So in your situation, in your case, do you have some examples or an example you can share maybe of someone that you know of that didn't plan properly and how that ended up for when they passed away?
Yeah. So I can think of two offhand, Derek. Quick statement to give as background. The vast majority of our clients have up-to-date trust-based plans where they're not going to experience these
Correct.
Issues. But there's two interesting examples that come to mind. One of them is a public example, clearly not a client of mine, but the late singer Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yeah.
When he passed away, I think it was in the 70s maybe,
yeah.
He passed away of drug intoxication. Mm-hmm. And when he did, he left an estate worth almost $80 million. The man did not even have a will. That estate was litigated in court for decades.
Really?
With people fighting over it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Now, there was one. What was the one last year or 2 years ago?
Oh, we've had James Gandolfini who yep. passed away.
Someone was like a singer.
There was another person who was...
Aretha Franklin?
No. Yeah, there was a singer, and gosh, I don't recall the name, but I know James Gandolfini passed away in Italy. He had a very significant estate. He did not have a trust. He didn't have any kind of plan. Tens of millions of dollars in taxes to the common, I believe it was the state of California and also the Internal Revenue Service.
Yeah, there's some wealthy singer I can't think of right now, but either way.
Yeah, we've had, there was another one that had passed away, but if you look up or ever Google this sort of thing, you can see there's one after the other of people, and here's the lesson. Not that you need multi-million dollars to do an estate plan. The lesson is, it seems to be part of human nature to think you're never going to die. And it seems to be part of human nature to think you're always going to at least live to tomorrow and maybe you'll do it then. Or that maybe I'll live to 80 like your dad did, or 65 like mine did, or whatever it might be. And that you think you've got that time, but you might not. None of those decedents thought that they were going to die. They all died. And so the reality is, doing an estate plan is something that will help you, and you do it once and you check that box and you're done. But you have to realize that there's going to be potentially a psychological barrier. It might be with you. It might be with the spouse. Sometimes a husband or wife or two partners will disagree, and they'll say, one of them says, I know we really need to do this. This is the adult thing to do. We, especially if you have dependents or people that you love that you want to leave these assets to. And you realize that there is a taxing authority out there that has plans for that inheritance.
Yes.
There's also a court system more than happy to take these assets into it and administer it.
And so for someone on a smaller scale, not Jimi Hendrix,
yeah.
What's an example of someone maybe who, or so, what a situation look like there?
So recently, as you know, I have offices in Plymouth and also on Cape Cod.
Sure.
2 years ago, an estate planning attorney on the Cape had passed away, and obviously some of the clients then need administration. So
sure.
We kind of inherited some of the other attorney's estate plan. Obviously changing the names to protect the innocent and all of that, but there was one person who had subsequently passed away with an estate plan drafted by an attorney who purportedly does estate planning. And this person did not have a trust. They had a simple will, but yet they had a taxable estate. This person passed away with some real estate, some life insurance policies, some investment accounts, nothing in trust, with family members. And it turned out that we had to get an attorney involved to do probate court settlement. We also had to get the CPAs involved. We had to file M706s, the Massachusetts estate tax returns, and pay the estate tax.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like to me it's more time and money.
Much more time and much more money than it would have cost if this person had actually gotten a specialist involved to do trust-based estate planning, someone with a little bit of a knowledge of the tax laws and the estate taxes. In other words, when you're picking legal counsel too, make sure you're picking someone that just does, not just estate planning, but someone that does trusts, and that they should be mentioning this stuff to you. It's the same thing with financial advisors. Make sure, you know, you're working with financial advisors like SHP that will actually bring up the topic and say, by
Correct.
The way, sir or madam, you've got a net worth of more than $1 million. Have any of your other financial advisors talked to you about the fact that you're now subject to a Massachusetts Department of Revenue estate tax?
Exactly.
Or that how come all of these various assets and accounts in your house, how come all this stuff is in your name and social security number?
Well, even if you have beneficiaries properly named on your IRAs, your house, how do you, that's going to be in probate unless you put it in a trust or put someone else's name on it, which could be another, we won't get down that road, but that's, right. That's another dangerous thing. It,
absolutely. There's all kinds of pitfalls. So the point is, the lack of a plan is often the outcome of someone constantly delaying and constantly procrastinating to their own detriment. And granted that that is, there is an element of psychology going on there that you have to overcome to actually do the estate plan.
So if those listening, those that are listening right now are singing, maybe sitting there thinking, you know what? I don't know if I have this, or maybe I do. What would be the best way to kind of to move forward? I know they can obviously call you. What's yes. what's the type of plan they should be looking at? More of a holistic trust plan. What are some of the benefits? Is it just the same thing you mentioned? Delays, avoiding delays, and potentially saving money.
Right. There's an arm's length list of benefits you can have from proper planning. If you were to summarize it, you'd say you're going to have a much, much better outcome. Avoiding probate, avoiding estate taxes, family harmony instead of chaos, and having the outcome that you want, but also having that peace of mind while you're alive and well, not having to redo it every single year, every 2 years.
Yeah, so if you're listening right now and this is hitting home to you, take some time and visit with our team, SHP Financial, Attorney McManus and his team at McManus Estate Planning. Get on this plan and start building your plan to make sure that you have an estate plan in place if anything happens to you. Which we all know it's going to all of us at someday. God's going to call us home. When that happens, what is your plan? Do you have it in place? Do you need some help or do you want a second opinion? Pick up the phone. We're happy to help. We have offices all around Massachusetts and Cape Cod. The number to call is 800-227-7777. Once again, 800-227-7777 or go to shpfinancial.com.
If you're within a couple of years or even less of retirement, you're going to want to stick around for next segment because there's important things you want to consider as you transition from your current employer to the retirement world. And if you miss them, you could be leaving some dollars on the table. So we'll be right back to discuss this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod and Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Say you want to learn about retirement planning, but also want to learn about other things, like how to navigate the new tax laws, income planning, diversification strategies, and legacy planning. Where would you go? Well, why not attend an SHP Financial complimentary dinner workshop? There's two coming up, one on Tuesday, March 12th, and another on Thursday, March 14th. Both are at 6 p.m. at Amari Restaurant in East Sandwich. Call now to register. 800-227-7777. You'll be able to get your questions answered and learn how to build a comprehensive retirement plan. Call 800-227-7777 right now to reserve your seats for a complimentary educational dinner workshop on March 12th or 14th at Amari Restaurant in East Sandwich. Demand is high, so call 800-227-7777 today. That's 800-227-7777. 800-227-7777. Or register online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So this is our SHP story segment. We're going to share a story in a second here about a client who's been with us for about 7 years. And now they're actually transitioning to retirement. We're going to talk about some five, at least five important, if not more,
areas we want to consider as you're leaving your current job and going into retirement. Before we do, we have a workshop for those of you that can get to the Cape area or are somewhere near the Cape. We do have an office in Hyannis, so we do have a workshop at Amari Restaurant in Sandwich, Mass. And you can choose, there's two dates to choose from, March 12th or March 14th. Both are at 6 p.m. It's going to be an open forum question where we're going to go through about four or five different topics of retirement, like how to take Social Security, where's your income going to come from, how to plan for taxes, how about estate planning, trust planning, what about health insurance and healthcare planning. So those are the areas we're going to talk about. It's going to be primarily a lot of it focused on some tax ideas as you get to retirement to make sure we can potentially save money on taxes going forward. But either way, if you want to come check us out at that workshop, March 12th or 14th, go to shpworkshops.com. Oh, I forget. Keith, are you cooking for that one?
Oh, yes.
No, there will be dinner included. There will be dinner included as well. shpworkshops.com to sign up. All right. So Matt, I know we talked about this in the past, but I think when a lot of our clients come to us and meet with us for the first time and sign on as a client, again, we've been doing this. We started this company in 2003. So we've seen, I think we have the benefit of being fairly young. I'm 39 and Matt's 40 and mm-hmm. Keith's 41. But we also have been doing it for almost 20 years, and we have a big team around us. So that allows us to really, the team around us and our experience, I think helps our clients, gives us them the ability to know that we're going to micromanage situations for them. So something like transitioning to retirement, some advisor or some person might say, yep, take your 401k, roll to an IRA, we'll manage it, and that's all you have to do. Well, but if you look into things that when you're transitioning, there's a lot more to it. And so I'll let you kind of take over because it was your client that's been with us for seven, eight years that have been with SHP. Now they're starting to retire. So what did that conversation look like?
Well, and I think, Derek, you hit on a very good point. And what I really want to emphasize too is the fact that, you know, we're very proud of our planning process because you have sort of like this executive summary, 20,000 foot view level, you know, where we can break it down and really just give people simplify to say, okay, you know, and answer that all important question. Am I going to be okay? So we can, you know, we can help answer that question for people on a very high level. But then at the same time, I think something that we're very proud of, and certainly, you know, thank you, Bill Belichick, but just the idea of the attention to detail. You know, that you might be able to show people like the top level stuff, but you need to have attention to detail as well. You need to be able to take care of the little things because, you know, if you take care of the little things, the big things will take care of themselves, but you have to make sure you understand how to take care of the little things.
Correct.
Okay. So I share this because, you know, Rosemary and David, you know, they've been clients, as I mentioned, for 7 years, and they were friends of existing clients, and it's been so long that they met us downstairs, you know, in a Plymouth office. In our old space, right? So it kind of shows you the length of time that we've been working, you know, with the family. But, you know, David's been retired now actually for a couple years. He worked for the post office, and so he, you know, he had his Federal Blue Cross, you know, all set to go, had his health insurance. But Rosemary,
and by the way, I love David because he brings me golfing once a year.
Yes,
and what's it called?
The Grand Links.
Grand Links. Thank you.
And so now Rosemary, after a great career at a local energy company, she's now finally, it's about that time, you know. And actually, David's been kind of getting on her because it's like, look, he wants to go, you know, he wants to go to Pebble Beach and a couple other of the other destination, you know, Sawgrass and all the other great courses out there. So okay, it's finally time. As I mentioned, we've been working with him for many years, but now 2019 is finally that year. When I sat down with them recently, you know, a couple weeks ago, it was like, okay, we need to take a look at, you know, five important things. And here's something for everybody, for all of our listeners. Here are the things or the questions that you need to ask. The first is health insurance. What will happen to your health insurance when you retire? Are you going to go over to your spouse's coverage? Is there no spouse at all? What does the health insurance situation look like? Now, this could be things like COBRA. And okay, do I get a continuation at my existing sort of coverage? Or employee.
Yeah, do they have any coverage even when you leave? Some companies will give you some partial coverage or maybe cover Medicare supplements. It's things you have to really look into what the options are.
Right. And some of these too will have HSAs or health savings accounts attached to the employer. So that's a question that you need to ask. Secondly is life insurance. You know, very often people will have life insurance that's tied to their benefits.
Sure.
And okay, is that portable? You know, when you retire, does that life insurance come with you, or does it sort of, you know, end?
Disappear.
Well, yeah, exactly. And when you end, Which then leads to, obviously, the second question is, do you have other life insurance and do we need life insurance?
You may not even need it, but at least you have to know, hey, I have $300,000 that's going to zero. Mm-hmm. Do we have to plan for it or are we good to go because of the current situation? Which is different for everyone listening.
Right. And so, thirdly, we're going to talk about 401ks. Now,
that's a big one.
Now, the next segment, we'll talk about, okay, how is it invested, making sure it's invested to mirror your risk tolerance and kind of where you are. But also, when it comes to the 401k, I want to make sure that you're maxing out, you know, the 401k. So, for example, you know, Rosemary is going to be retiring in probably in the summertime. And so we were taking a look at her pay stubs and we were just saying, okay, hey, you know, the new contribution max is about $25,000, you know, because she's over the age of 55. She could contribute up to $25,000 into her 401k. And it's like, well, hey, now's the time to do it.
Well, a lot of these people just have it spaced out over the 52-week year. Mm-hmm. And so if you're doing that, but you retire in June or July, you might miss out on some matches. You might miss out on some tax strategies that you could reduce the taxable income by contributing to that. Or you might be missing out on just savings that if you planned ahead of time for, you could take advantage of.
Well, and it's also interesting, too, because in their situation, you know, her company matches at a specific time of year. So, you know, making sure that you max out your 401k and then make sure you get that last match,
correct,
you know, whenever it may be, which then brings me to another chunk that people need to ask about, which is, you know, paid time off and vacation. You know, like Rosemary, the minute that she works, like for a couple weeks into January, she automatically gets 6 weeks or something along 4 to 6 weeks worth of vacation pay. And it's like, okay, how are you going to work that out? You know, and I'm not sure if you've seen some of your clients, but
all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the sense that some people, what they'll do is they'll say, okay, I'm going to unofficially retire in June, take my 4 or 5 weeks, and I'm going to come in one day in August, yeah, and then that's my last day. Other people receive it as sort of like a package. They say, okay, hey, I'm going to retire right now. And a payout. So, you know, talking to your HR department about, okay, what's my paid time off vacation, you know, situation, and make sure you get all those benefits and all those hours. And then lastly is questions like severance and unemployment. You know, are you truly done? Or is this something that, like, hey, maybe you might go back to work or what have you? And what type of unemployment options are there? Or will there be any severance from your existing employer? So all of those questions, I'll just recap them for you, Derek. It's just, you know, 401k, you want to max out your 401k. You want to talk about health insurance and what's that situation transition like. Third is life insurance, making sure you don't lose that benefit or do you still need that benefit. Paid time off, vacation. And then lastly is severance and unemployment and kind of what's that transition going to be like?
Yeah, there's so many areas. So if you're listening, whether you're 3 years, 5 years from retirement, or whether you're retiring tomorrow, these are areas that could really benefit you. And I think if I had a dollar, I don't know if a dollar is going to get me too rich, but if I had a certain amount of money for every time a client who has signed on with SHP has told me the same thing over and over again, I'd be doing pretty well right now. And the theme is, you know, a lot of folks, when they come into us, they might say, hey, I interviewed 5 other advisors, or I've had advisors over the years. And the main reason that we went with you, clients even tell me this that have been with us for years, that you guys really look at the whole picture. Where most of our folks that we deal with, they want to sell me an annuity, or they want to put me into a fund, and they say, yeah, we're going to give you great performance. How can they guarantee great performance? It's the market. So what we try to do is we look at this. We do build an income plan. We build you an investment plan. We look at all the other areas that we can help you in, whether it's retiring, when you're going to retire, when do you take Social Security, how do you take Social Security, should we delay it so we can have less income and do more conversions from IRA to Roth IRA to save you on taxes down the road. Do we look at healthcare? What's your health insurance look like? What's your Medicare supplement look like? What's your estate plan look like? Is that set up so if anything happens to you, things are passed on with the least amount of taxes? I know it sounds like a lot, but this is why a lot of folks work with us. They say, Derek, Matt, Keith, SHP, the reason we're going with you is because you handle all these areas where everyone else I've talked to just handles a portfolio or an annuity, and that's really all they help with. So if you're going to build a plan and you've saved up money, make sure the plan covers all these areas we talked about. So if you want to come in for a meeting, what it looks like, basically the first meeting, you come to one of our offices, Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, Braintree. If you're in Hyannis, Plymouth, or Woburn, You get a nice cup of coffee, some cookies, some, you know, good food and good drink. And basically, we sit down and have an initial conversation. Some people come in with file boxes. They're super unorganized. And that's why they come in, because they say, hey, I have these accounts everywhere. I need some help, Derek. I need some help, Keith, Matt, Joe, Mark, whoever they're working with. What can we do? And some people are super organized. They know exactly what they spend. They know exactly how many accounts they have. So whatever situation that you're in, we're not going to judge you if you haven't planned. That's why you would come to us, so that you can plan, you can get ready for retirement, and make sure you're covering all your bases. Also, when you book the meeting, we'll send you out a copy of our book, The Retirement Roadmap, which walks you through all the different areas that we cover within our planning process that has been given the ability for us to grow our business and keep our clients satisfied for so many years since 2003. So you're listening, you're probably saying, hey, I'm not sure if I'm ready to take the step. If you are ready to take the step, it's very laid back. That's what I'll say. It's a very laid back meeting. We'll have a conversation about what you're trying to do, where you're trying to get to, what are your goals, and let you know, hey, it can be done or it can't be done. If it can't be done, here's what we have to do so that you can retire and do what you want to do in retirement. That's what we can do to help on our end. On your end, you have to take the first step and pick up the phone and give us a call, like so many of you that are our clients have over the last 15, 16 years. The number to call is 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. When you call and book that initial meeting, we'll send you a copy of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap. So call now, 800-227-7777, or you can book a consultation online at shpfinancial.com. So we covered some of the five important things from a transition standpoint from employer to retirement. Next segment in our market report, we're going to talk about portfolio alignment. Where are you now? Are you positioned properly? Do you have target funds? And we're going to talk about some important ages that you have to consider as you get close to retirement. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. And now, it's time for your weekly financial update. The SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
So last segment, we talked about the transition from working into retirement and some important things that you have to ask your deal with your employer on. We help our clients do this. If you're not working with us, then that's something you're going to want to know to ask your employer. Hey, what's my health insurance look like when I retire? Can I take that with me? How do I max out my 401k? We went through a bunch of different areas. This is our market report. And during our market report, it's more geared towards the stock market and things that you should be thinking about as you're approaching retirement from an allocation standpoint. So a lot of you out there listening have 401ks, or if you have a 401k or a 403b or a simple IRA or a SEP IRA or a regular IRA or a 457 or TSP, whatever it is, those are accounts that you're going to want to listen to this segment on, because we find a lot of commonalities, if that's even a word, that we see across many new clients or new folks that walk into our office. And you want to make sure that your allocation is what it should be for the time that you are in your life and how far away from retirement you are. So I'll start with you, Matt, because you're the market guy. Well, we all deal with the market. Mm-hmm. But Matt's a CFP over here. So when it comes to that type of planning, do you see a lot of target date funds? Is that really the norm, or what are you looking at?
Well, yeah, that's why I kind of wanted to talk about target date funds. This segment is, they really are a very popular way of setting up within 401ks. And sometimes that's the only option people have within their 401ks.
Why do you think they're popular? Well, just a quick, I'm sure people know what they are, but just a quick rundown.
Right. That's what I mean. I kind of want to share the good news and the bad news with them and kind of how they work. So for all of our listeners, what a target date fund is that it is a fund that is specifically targeted on the date of anticipated retirement. So if you plan on retiring in 2050 or 2045 or 2020 or 2025, whatever it is, every 5 years there, you know, all, you know, Fidelity has them, Vanguard, you know, so forth and so on, T. Rowe Price, they all have their target date fund to say, okay, look, if you're going to retire in 2050, here is what the allocation should be for you, you know, which would be obviously would be a whole lot more aggressive because we're talking, you know, 30 years before retirement versus someone that's in the 2020 fund, which is only a year away from retirement. It's very popular because, A, again, it's being offered in all these 401ks, but the good news with target date funds is that for people that are not as savvy about the market or just needs to get something going, it's a great option for them because they can just say, voila, okay, I'm going to do a target date fund and you know, now I'm 25 years old and I can start off and that way I don't need to overthink what I'm buying. I could just buy a target date fund and get invested. Yep. You know, I think one of the biggest mistakes people make is, you know, they get, whether it's intimidated or then they end up being procrastinating, like, oh, should I buy in the market now? I don't know. What should I do? And the target fund allows people to, you know, buy a fund and then put it on autopilot because ideally, or, you know, what they do is as with each year that passes, you know, in a couple, 20 years from now, a 2050 fund won't be as aggressive as what it is today.
Sure.
So it sort of automatically rebalances. But here's the catch, and that's something that I really found that I want people to be aware of. Number one is that they're a lot more expensive than you might think. So when you crack open a target date fund, it is a fund of funds, and those underlying funds have fees, and then this sort of holding fund, which is the target date fund, also has fees on top of it, like all Correct. The redemptions and all the movement that's happening inside there. So people need to be aware that the target date funds can be more expensive than you'd think. And secondly, they could be a lot more risky than you think.
That's something I've seen a lot of.
I mean, and maybe it's just because, you know, we're more on a conservative bent and we would rather tell people, look, hey, you know, sorry you didn't earn 20%, but I'd rather have the conversation of giving up some gain than losing too much.
Correct.
You know, so we come from sort of a conservative perspective, but, you know, even like the 2020 funds, even the 2025 funds.
Might be more stocks than you think.
Exactly. Might be more stocks than you think. So if you're approaching retirement and if you don't want to or have to take this, you know, excessive risk, then you certainly want to take a look at your 401ks and say, you know what, there might be a better way.
So we send a market report out each week, and if you want to get, you know, subscribe to the list, there's no cost. Go to shpfinancial.com. You'll see newsletter sign up, and it just sends an email every week about different things about the market, trends we're seeing, and some different, even our past radio shows there. It's some good information. But Keith, what are some, if someone is working, they have limited options in their retirement plan, what is an important age for them to consider?
So usually 59 and a half is when most people look and they'll come in, visit with us, kind of talk about some of the options that are available to them. At 59 and a half, many of the companies out there will give you a window or an opportunity to do what's called an in-service distribution, meaning you're not retiring. You're still going to be in service to the company maybe for another 2, 5, 7 years, however long you want to work, but allows you to take that money in your 401k or a portion of that money in your 401k and take control of it and move it and be able to invest it.
What do you mean by take control? So if you move it to an IRA, let's
Correct.
Say, and what's that provide? More options?
So yeah, a lot of times, like Matt was saying earlier, it allows you to assess the risk of the target date fund to make sure it aligns with the way that you think, or to build a portfolio more in the line the way you think. So there are more options typically within an IRA. Also, you know, you can minimize fees potentially as well because, you know, let's say the target date fund is expensive in this example. Well, if you're rolling it over to an IRA in the investment world is your oyster, you can design the fee structure you want and you can design the portfolio that you want.
Well, Keith, that brings up a good point because a lot of folks that come to us, they're like, listen, you know, the market's at an all-time high. It dropped a little bit, but it's starting to come back again. And I'm getting close to retirement. Obviously, if you're 59 and a half or older, then you're closer than you were when you were 30. And a lot of you thinking right now as you're driving around would probably say, you know what? I don't have a ton of options in my 401k, but I sure as heck want to make sure that, you know, that I protect some of my principal. Or you might be thinking, hey, this would be a reason to come in. If you're driving around or whatever you're doing right now on this weekend, and you're thinking, hey, my 401k, I'm not even sure what it's invested in. I'm not sure how it's aligned. I'm not sure if it's the appropriate risk, but that's my only option. If you're 59 and a half or older, you probably have other options that you can recreate or build a different portfolio than what you have as you're able to do an in-service distribution. So if you're listening and you're like a lot of our clients that say, hey, Derek, I'm okay if the market's up 20% and I'm only up 12%, as long as the market's down 30%, I'm not down 30. And so our window is our goal from an investment philosophy. We're okay, and our clients know this, and our retention ratio is really high because we communicate this. We're not going to make the full highs in an up market, but we're certainly not going to lose as much in a down market based on how about 95% of our clients are allocated. And so if you have a 401k or a 403b or a 457 and you're 59 and a half or older and you're not really sure what that allocation looks like and you want that reviewed, come and sit down with us. There's no cost to do so. But think about it. If that's your biggest or one of your biggest nest eggs, leaving it there to chance is one of the scariest things or one of the most, almost, I'm not sure what to say, but it's a risky thing to do if you're approaching retirement and you have a bunch of money in your retirement plan, but not really fully sure about what the risks are inside of it and are there better options for you. So take advantage of the offer. We have appointments available in Plymouth, Woburn, Hyannis, Westboro, and Braintree. And when you call, you'll get a copy of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap, which will walk you through some of the things that you have to consider as you enter retirement. So we look forward to seeing you. But on your end, you have to pick up the phone and give us a call, please, at 800-227-7777. Again, if you're 59 and a half or older and have a retirement plan through work, 800-227-7777. Or you can book a consultation online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to leave you with our retirement roadmap recap, which we'll probably recap two or three of the top takeaways from today's show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
If you missed any of our show, you can go and put SHP Financial into whatever device or whatever area that you listen to your podcasts on. And we talked about a lot of different areas on today's show, specifically about retiring and making the transition from your job to your retirement years. And so we talked about that. We talked about retirement planning as far as how your 401k and retirement plan is being managed before you get to retirement. But Keith, what was your number one takeaway out of everything we talked about today?
Talks a lot about certain time frames and certain dates. And one of the dates that birthdays that we talked about in this show was 59 and a half. 59 and a half is kind of a big year for most folks out there. They're getting closer and closer to retirement. And what a lot of the people that I meet with, what they say is, look, it's time for me to start taking more control of my 401k, of the assets that I've built over these years. So why is 59 and a half so prevalent? It allows you to do what's called an in-service distribution, meaning you're still in service to the company. You're going to continue to work there probably for a little while, but allows you to take control, roll that money over to an IRA or a Roth IRA, you know, depending on the qualification of money, and now start to design a portfolio or a plan around these assets because now they're yours. Correct. You own them. You've taken control of them rather than just leaving them and kind of set it and forget it.
That's a good point, Keith. If you're 59 and a half or older and you have a 401k or 403b or work plan, imagine right now you might be tied to just the options inside that plan, where if you can do an exchange that doesn't have any tax liability and move it to an IRA or Roth IRA, depending on how it's set up now, then you have all the options at your fingertips. And working with a fiduciary firm like SHP, we can provide those options to make it the way you want it, not the way your company options allow you to make it. So that would be one area. Good takeaway. Matt, how about yourself?
I just want to focus on the idea of all the little nuts and bolts of, you know, retiring and sort of retiring imminently. And what I mean by that is, you know, the old adage of if you take care of the small things and you take care of the little details, the big things will take care of themselves. And here's what I mean. I mean, most people probably think about us and our firm and maybe other firms like us, you know, provide comprehensive financial financial planning. It's like, okay, I'd go to these guys to get an asset allocation or an income plan and whatnot. But I really want to stress of all the other services that we provide when someone's just about to retire.
Yeah.
And so I shared a story of a client that had been working with us for years, but now is her retirement. And it was everything. Looking at her 401k and making sure we're maxing those out. Talking about health insurance to make sure that there's no gaps in coverage. Life insurance. she was losing a benefit through work, and what should we do, if any, outside of it? Is there any vacation pay, severance? Making sure that every person that retires has all of their benefits and don't leave anything on the table. And that's just one, that's like 3 months out of your entire plan, but it gives you the idea of the importance of knowing the details and walking our clients through every step of the way.
And that's the thing, Matt. I think my takeaway is I've heard it so many times this year, last year, since 2003, especially when we really honed in on our retirement roadmap process that we build for our clients. They always say, the reason I chose to working with you guys 5 years ago or 7 years ago or last week, the reason we chose to work with you is because everyone else, we like you, number one, and trust you. That's obviously a big thing. But all the other people that we visited, they talked about annuities. Or they talked just about, building a portfolio. And while we know that's important, at SHP Financial, we try to handle all the things for our clients, like Matt said, the details of when you're retiring. How does that transition work? When you get to retirement, where is your income going to come from? How long is it going to last? Do you have enough? Is it going to keep up with inflation? What if someone passes away? When to take Social Security? So maybe you have questions on portfolio management. We can help you with that. But you maybe also have questions on how to take Social Security or how to build a portfolio that is within your risk target based on where you are for your age and your goals. Maybe you have questions on, we get a ton of, taxes. Can we reduce taxes during retirement? Right now, we have a lot of pre-tax money, IRAs, 401ks. What can we do ahead of time to reduce that exposure? What about, I have questions about estate planning. Maybe you have questions about healthcare, long-term care. To all those areas, folks, that's what we do differently, is we address all of those under one plan, or what we call your retirement roadmap. And we build it and we tweak it ongoing, and we're there for you both now and, God willing, getting you to and through your retirement years. So on your end, all you have to do is take some time. Come sit down with us. Picture a few months from now. Picture yourself coming in the next couple of weeks, sitting down with our team, and then a month or two from now, having this plan beginning to take shape in your life. Would you feel better if you knew you had that plan established?
No statements made.
If so, or if you're kind of curious about things or trying to maybe getting a second opinion or first opinion, take us up on the offer. We have offices probably near you if you're listening to this in Woburn, Westboro, Plymouth, Hyannis, and Braintree. So call right now and book your meeting. There's no cost. 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777. Or go to our website at shpfinancial.com. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you next week right here in the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.